proclamation number 8104 dated the February 17, 1962. Reason for the catastrophe. In the last days before the end I will pour a large measure of grace upon humanity. For I know of their weakness, of their spiritual darkness and their inclination toward the earthly world, their craving for earthly possessions, honor and fame. I know that they are held captive by my adversary and in their weakness they are incapable of releasing themselves from his power. And I try to help people in various ways since everyone requires support in his spiritual hardship. And I also know what each person needs and therefore consider everyone according to his attitude towards life itself or towards me. For I want to win every single person for myself. But people don't know that my adversary keeps them imprisoned when they desire earthly possessions, since they are oblivious to the true purpose of their earthly existence. Consequently, they don't try to escape his control either. And people who cling to material possessions with heart and mind have to be helped by me in a special way which, however, is not recognized by them as help. I have to deprive them of their belongings, I have to let them get into situations where they learn to recognize the fleeting nature of all earthly things, I must make them realize their own vulnerability so that they will remember me in their helplessness and consciously approach me for help. For I want them to find me, whom they have not found in the world and will also struggle to find. This is a manifestation of myself which affects people painfully but they cannot be aroused from their indifference in any other way. And yet, even this manifestation is a blessing in the last days, for a heartfelt prayer to me and its fulfillment can direct the human being towards me so that he will not leave me again, so that he will ask for my guidance from that moment on and hand himself over to me. And then I will have won him over and saved him from the adversary, who will have lost his power over him. You humans will only ever see the destruction in every kind of natural disaster and make thoughtless judgments as long as you are not affected by them yourselves. Yet nothing happens without my will or permission, and you should always bear this in mind when you hear about unexpected events threatening people's life and property. When people are powerless and only able to help according to their meager strength. But I know every individual person's will and also the possibility of leading erring souls onto the right path to me. And truly, I will take care of every individual who prays to me in spirit and in truth and appeals for my help. And the time of the end will justify such events which human will is unable to prevent if they were destined by my will. You humans will often still be subject to the fury of natural forces and only rarely recognize therein my loving care for those whose souls are at risk. I only want to help you release yourselves from my adversary, which initially happens when you send a heartfelt appeal to me and thus acknowledge me as your God and Creator, and then recognize the transience of things which still belong to my adversary. Try to let go of your desire for earthly matter, for all sorts of possessions. For you will always receive whatever you need when you join me and recognize your real earthly task and aim to comply with it. But don't let yourselves be shackled by my adversary who so temptingly portrays worldly goods to you that I have to intervene myself by showing you that you can lose them at any time if this is my will. These interventions are painful but they can be a blessing for you. And the one who takes away from you can also always give to you. And he will help anyone in distress if he hands himself over to him in complete faith and appeals for his help. But always recognize my will in every natural event, for my will is truly determined by love and wisdom and thus everything is a blessing for you as long as you find the right attitude towards me and realize the true purpose of earthly life. then you will come ever closer to me and know that everything I allow to befall humanity is a gift of grace. For it is the time of the end. Amen.